Welcome everyone to another podcast with the Advancing Women in Leadership Committee. My name is Melissa Hendricks. I am the Assistant Director for our healthcare programs here at Concordia. And today I am joined with Sheila Hanna.
Hi, my name is Dr. Sheila Hanna, and I'm an assistant professor in the MCAA program. I also am director of curriculum and assessment for a couple of programs on campus as well, and I love working with the Concordia team.
And today we have the honor of interviewing Kristen Schmidt, and Kristen, will let you introduce yourself.
Hi. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for asking me. It's my pleasure to be here with you today. I am currently director of the Writing Studio and Tutoring Services here at Concordia.
Wonderful. So kind of jumping into our first question for you, can you describe your role at Concordia?
Yeah. Like a little bit of background, I was called as an English professor in 1990 to Concordia. And at that time, I was one of two professors in the English department. And between the two of us, we taught every single class that the English department offered. So I love my role as an English professor and being in the classroom. And since I've been here a while, it's been fantastic just to see how much Concordia has grown. Over time, my position became more administrative. And as I said, currently I am full-time director for the Writing Studio and Tutoring Services.
Wonderful. That's an awesome service. We're glad to have you in that role for our students.
Absolutely, Kristen. Thank you so much for sharing the first step of being an English teacher coming along and then now working in the Writing Studio, because as Melissa mentioned, you offer such a great service to our students and faculty and staff. And so we absolutely appreciate your hard work and what you have to offer.
Thank you so much. And we, over the years that, we started, I was asked to kind of build the Writing Center in 1995. And so we started with seven members on staff. And I think as Sheila knows, because I'm in contact with her with the graduate programs, now between the Writing Studio and Tutoring Services, I oversee about 50 students that and professional consultants for those services. So it's grown, and it's a great service for all of our undergraduates, our graduate students, and our faculty and staff.
Thank you so much for sharing that information. Now, as the director of the Writing Studio, what is your preferred leadership style experience that has helped advance your leadership walk?
That's a great question. And there's so many different leadership styles. And I think that good leaders certainly adapt their style to particular situations and to the people that they're working with at a particular time. As I look back, I think I have probably been most influenced by people whose style is servant leadership. I think that people who are servant leaders place a high priority on developing relationships. They value clear communication. They like engaging others in collaboration and really enjoy mentoring and motivating people and lifting them up to be the best that they can be, both professionally and personally. And so as I think about the different leadership styles, I think I would pull that servant leadership style out, because that really does pretty much describe me to a T, and what I value and what I try to do as I work with both students in the classroom and also with the staff members in tutoring and the Writing Studio.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Do you have any goals or visions for your role that you're in currently?
Yeah. We've been really this year, we've been, I mean, always, but this year, a lot of our conversation has been directed toward equity and inclusion, you know, and trying to answer the question, how can we best serve the needs of all students in the writing studio and through tutoring services. And as we've thought about it, you know, with the pandemic, we shifted our workshops and our consultations all online. And that probably will be something that we will continue doing even as we come back on campus and return to more face-to-face services. I think that one of the things that we can keep is to offer some of those services virtually, because that does make them more accessible and convenient for a greater number of students. So that's one thing we've been talking about. I'd also like to increase our resources for students who are multilingual. So I think that's important.
Oh, Kristen, that is really great that you shared being open to shifting all workshops and services virtually, because as you mentioned, diversity and inclusion is here. This is where we are now. And being open to doing that is absolutely wonderful. And I believe our students, our staff and faculty will appreciate you doing that as well. All right, so we're going to switch gears a bit here. Even though you are not new to Concordia, is there anything we might not know about you, for example, a hobby or talent that you possibly have that you can share with us?
Well, some people know this, but probably not everybody. And is that a great interest of mine is live theater. So I really grew up around the theater. My dad was a writer and a producer and an actor, in addition to his vocation as a pastor. So I was around plays and in rehearsal spaces a lot growing up, and my parents took us as children to plays often. So I grew up with that. I did a lot of acting in high school and in college. And wow, I'd say one of the things I miss the most during the pandemic is being able to see live theater.
I bet, definitely. Do you have a favorite play?
That's a really hard question.
Sorry, I'm throwing one at you.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't pick a favorite play.
Top three.
Top three would be even harder. I will say I really enjoy George Bernard Shaw. And so his plays bring a great deal of complexity as well as relevance, give you a lot to think about. So yeah, any of his plays are great. Shakespeare, of course.
Definitely. Very fun. Do you also have a favorite book, and maybe why that is your favorite?
That is another really hard question to ask someone who teaches literature. I would say that, there's so many, but I would say a very recent favorite is the book All the Light We Cannot See by Anthony Doerr. It's set in World War II and really speaks to the best and the worst of human nature in a way that is still so relevant today.
That's actually on my list to read. I have it on top of my stack of books I need to read. So thank you. That's great.
It's a page turner.
It's going to hook me and then not let me put it down.
It will hook you and you will not want to put it down. It's incredibly well written. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. And honestly, I can connect with you, Kristen, when you say that you're father was a pastor because my father was also a pastor. So we're PKs. And
that's a special breed.
Absolutely. It's definitely a special breed. And then just to hear that he was also an actor and a writer, and to hear that you acted in college and you loved live theater. Thank you so much for sharing that information. That's absolutely wonderful. Okay, what is a mantra or motto or Bible verse by which you live?
I would say a mantra. One of my mantras is, or a something I always tell my students, I've always told my children this growing up, is always ask. Always ask. Don't be afraid to ask the question. You may not always get the answer that you're looking for, but if you don't ask, you'll never know.
Wonderful. That's awesome advice. I love that. If you could give your younger self some advice, what would that advice be?
I think a really good piece of advice, or again, something just to keep in mind, is the idea of making wise choices. I think a lot of times we get really caught up as we're trying to make decisions about, life or about careers, into thinking about things as good or bad decisions or right or wrong decisions. But really, the better question is probably, is this a wise decision? And I think if we keep that in mind, that will lead you down the right path.
Absolutely, Kristen. I believe Melissa can agree with me on this as well. I believe that we all pose that question within ourselves. Are we making good choices? And so you're not alone, Kristen. All right, so we are now coming to the last question. So thank you so much for taking this time with us, Kristen. Describe one pivotal time in your pre-COVID past, either personal or professional, that changed the way you approach work-life balance.
This is a question I do not have a good answer for. Because I still struggle with trying to achieve a work-life balance, so I don't know if I can think of that I have a pivotal moment, because I still really work hard at that. I know that self-care is important, but often I tend to get really wrapped up in my work and just keep plowing through, and need to be reminded to take a break and take the time, and that really you're better at your job if you are taking care of yourself. So it is really important. I will say that for me, if there was a pivotal time, it definitely was when I had children and children came along, because you're kind of forced to take off your professional hat and put on your family, and mom, or dad. You walk in the door after work and it's all them, it's all about family. And so when I had young children, when my children were at home, that definitely was something that helped me create work-life balances.
Wonderful. Thanks, Kristen. We definitely all struggle with that, I think, as women, trying to find that work-life balance and give everyone in our life the fair time that they deserve with us. So thank you for that reminder.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking time to sit down with us today. We really appreciate hearing more about you and getting to know you, Kristen. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Kristen.
You are welcome. It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for asking.
Of course. This has been Concordia University Irvine's Advancing Women Leadership Podcast. Thanks for listening and have a blessed day.